It's here and now.
For all intents and purposes, I am a woman.
On Friday, nearly 17 million people tuned in to watch Olympic champion Bruce Jenner tell ABC's Diane Sawyer that he is beginning the transition from male to female.
People look at me differently. They see you as this macho male, but my heart and my soul and everything that I do in life, it is part of me. That female side is part of me. That's who I am.
What did this moment mean for the transgender community? We have one voice with us. Jennifer Finney Boylan is the author of 13 books, including the best-selling memoir, She's Not There, A Life in Two Genders, the first best-selling work by a transgender American. She's also a professor of English at Barnard College, has been a guest here frequently, was featured in the ABC interview, and is a consultant on Jenner's forthcoming TV series. So, Jenny, welcome back.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And how about you? When you saw the final program on Friday, what did you think?
Well, I thought it was spectacular, and all the more spectacular perhaps because I think a lot of people were worried about it. I think people, and by I mean both within and without the transgender community, were afraid that this was going to be a spectacle and that it was going to be an embarrassment in some way. And instead, we saw a person who seems dignified, who seemed gentle and earnest, someone who seems – I mean, I got the sense that Bruce really wants to do good in the world. And in a way, I think the most powerful thing is that on Saturday morning, 17 million people or more woke up and knew someone who was transgender.
Hmm. Well, you say you genuinely felt and feel, because you are consulting, that he wanted to do good. And by the way, he still asks that he be called a he. But Bruce Jenner, for many people, is now the face of transition, as you said. And he's from reality TV fame. Now, first, in your opinion, is that a good thing for the transgender community because of what he brings?
Well, what can I tell you? As time goes forward, we're going to have more and more transgender people coming out. So Jenner is a beloved figure by two different generations. For my generation, people love Bruce because this is an Olympic champion. Mm-hmm. But another generation of younger people mostly knows him through the Kardashian show. Mm-hmm. But in the future, we will have transgender senators, we will have transgender Supreme Court justices, we'll have transgender presidents, and it will all be just not a big deal, because now and going forward, we're going to see transgender people as very familiar people, and people who are just like anybody else are going about the business of becoming themselves and living their lives with as much authenticity and dignity as possible.
But you know, there's another opinion on that. You well know Zoe Tour, who's the transgender journalist, a transgender journalist, wrote in the Washington Post that Bruce Jenner may be the worst possible spokesperson for the community. She writes, just as the transgender experience is beginning to be normalized, it will be swept up with the ultimate symbol of abnormality and dysfunction, the Kardashian family. We have to remind, there are some people who still don't know what that means. And, of course, Bruce Jenner was married to Kris Jenner, mother of the four Kardashians. They had two children together. He had children of his own. And they laid it all out on their reality show. So that's the opinion of someone who says, no, that's not who we want.
Well, you know, we don't always get to pick our heroes, right? I mean, if it was me, Ted Cruz and President Obama would both come out as transgender on the same day. And maybe that would satisfy everybody.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was just going to say, it's reminding me of The Louds. This was the 1970s series on PBS, considered the first reality TV show.
Oh, you're dating yourself.
I know. It's the ancient. But it was supposed to be a typical American middle-class family. And then the parents separated on camera. One of the sons came out. It was shocking. But it sounds like you're saying that this Jenner moment is going to feel that same way in 30, 40 years, maybe
sooner. Well, I hope so. I mean, I guess we'll see. And it's worth noting that the piece that Zoe Tour wrote, I believe she wrote before the show had aired. And if I'm wrong about that, please forgive me. But I think a lot of people really were on tenterhooks about the show. And, you know, an association with reality TV didn't seem like the best possible choice of hero. People were afraid it was going to be sensationalized. And lo and behold, here was this gentle, thoughtful person who said all of the right things, I think, or certainly most of them, including acknowledging their own privilege, who acknowledged the struggles of other trans people who don't have that privilege, particularly transgender women of color who face astronomical levels of violence and homelessness mm-hmm. and abuse all across the board. Yeah. So it's a big fight. Bruce Jenner is not the last high-profile person to come out as trans. But I think everyone is, I think, pleasantly surprised how good it was. And, you know, I'm willing to take that as a victory.
Yeah. That's Jennifer Finney Boylan, professor of English at Barnard College, also the author of many books, including the memoir of her journey as a transgender woman. We'll link you to our past stories at hereandnow.org. And she's also consulting on Bruce Jenner's docuseries coming up and possibly helping him through this transition. And we want to talk to you more about that down the road. But Jenny, thank you.
Thank you.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson, and thank you, Robin, for explaining the Kardashian reality show to me. Now I know what I've been missing all these years. This is Here and Now.